today to get lots of points over to people, but if you ever get it over to them, they'll appreciate you for it. The world don't like you if you're in truth. Come on now. The Bible said the world would love who? Its own. But He said you would be hated of all nations for what? Amen. How much was it? Amen. 106 and change. We got a little bit of increase. Amen. All right. He said you'd be hated. Now, hated means when somebody hates you, they're real mad at you. Well, the world can't love me. If I'm going to be like Jesus, the Bible said Jesus was rejected of men. Then if we can walk hand in hand with anything, then we're not like Jesus. Hello, does everybody get what I'm preaching? Jesus was rejected of men. And if the world receives us, if the world receives the church, amen, then there's something wrong. You've got to get on God's side. Is that right? Now, I want to minister on baptism today. Because we'll be having one at 3 o'clock, and I'm going to minister some on baptism. All right. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost versus Jesus' name. Now, how many knows that the Bible speaks of baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost? Let me see the hand of my believer say that. Now, how many believe that the Bible said be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ? Well, which one of them is right? Come on now. The Bible don't contradict itself. The Bible's not confused and God ain't confused. It's people. Hello? Huh? But I'm going to show you one thing. There is a dividing line. Woo! Huh? All right. Let me just write four gospels. They all the same one. Now they, amen. All right, there is a dividing line. Amen. I didn't have time. I didn't get in, like I said, till this morning about 3:26, and I didn't have time to get my everything ready. I was aiming to get everything fixed where I could teach it up there where you could look at it. Amen. But I'm going to try to, amen, my board's about fade out and it's hard for folks to see. Now, there is a dividing line. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost versus Jesus' name. You know, we're not criticized too much for speaking in tongues. We're not criticized too much because we are a holiness or a Pentecostal. But we are criticized because we baptized in the name of Jesus. Come on. They call you Jesus only. We ain't Jesus only. We're Jesus everything. Hello. Amen. We are not Jesus only. Amen. We do everything in the name of Jesus. Come on. Amen. But there is but one God. Amen. Well, I just want to bring it in for thought. All right. The thing that we're dealing with today is Father, Son, and Holy Ghost versus Jesus' name. Is that right? Now, how many know that's where your trouble's at today? Let me see the hand everybody believes that. All right. Now then, let's read Matthew 28:19 right quickly. Amen. Let's start at the 18th verse. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father. Now, I'm going to show you how the devil has pulled the wool over people's eyes. Simple people that didn't get nowhere. Amen. Stand up, Brother Fred. All right. What is your name?
John Fred Clark.
It ain't Father? Now, look how simple that is. Baptize them in the name of the Father. He didn't say his name was Father. He said it was John Fred Clark. Well, if I take a convert to the water and said, in obedience to Heavenly Father, I'll baptize you in the name of the Father and Son, Holy Ghost, and immerse you under water, what name did I use? Well, I disobeyed the Bible. It did not say use Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It said in the name of the Father. Come on, let's get down in here now. Well, it didn't take much education for me to figure that out. Huh? Amen. Well, you know he's a son. Stand up. What is your name?
John Fred Clark.
It ain't son. It ain't son. Come on. Is that right? Well, he says all day long, asking one more time.
John Fred Clark.
It ain't Holy Ghost.
No.
Now, think about it. All right. Now, we're establishing something. Now, did the Bible say baptize them in the name, or did it say use the word? Huh? All right. To baptize them in the name of the Father, you've got to know what the Father's name is. Matthew is an example book. Huh? Acts is a church book. The church was not built right here. The baptism of those services was not established until the church age. Somebody said John baptized, Paul rebaptized them, or had them done. Come on. Come on, 19th chapter back. I'm going to get to it. I'm going to show you. Paul, even while Paul's at Corinth, Paul hadn't pastured up because finding certain disciples. Huh? Amen. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believe? They said, wouldn't it be any Holy Ghost? He said, where did you baptize? They said, under John's baptism. Huh? He said, and then when, amen, he began to preach Jesus to them, and amen, and he baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus, laid his hands on them, they got the Holy Ghost and prophesied. Hello? Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost versus Jesus' name. If you've ever been baptized in the name or the title, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, you've never been baptized in the name. Come on. You know why the devil fights me? Because I preach truth. Come on. He don't fight the world because they preach Trinitarian doctrine, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, because they are preaching a lie to the people. Come on. Amen. That is the church age. You'll never find where one convert in the Bible, and then after the day of Pentecost, was ever baptized in the title. You can't find it in the ledge of the Scripture. Let me know it's the truth. And you can't find it back here either. Hello? It ain't in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. They never, amen. The Bible didn't say John baptized using the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. See, the Bible said he baptized with water unto repentance. Come on now, huh? But he said, hey, wait a minute, that ain't gonna be enough. There's one coming after me whose shoe latches I'm not worthy to stoop down and unloose. He'll baptize you. Woo! With the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? John said, I must decrease, but he must increase. Are you getting what I'm saying? Jesus told Peter, said, upon this rock, I will build my church. First of all, he said, amen, Peter, upon this rock, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. He said, I'm going to give you to the keys of the kingdom. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. You know why the devil don't want you to preach Jesus' name doctrine? Brother, because you unlock the kingdom of God. Come on, now you get what I'm saying. People that don't know about the name of Jesus, they don't know nothing about the kingdom of God. Come on, let me see your hands. You know what I'm talking about. Now listen, there's many people that teach in the day that's enemies to God. The Bible said to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of what? The Holy Ghost. Alright. Amen. Let's go to St. John 5 and 43 real quickly. Amen. I'm going to bring this out. I'm going to get into some deeper things. I'm just bringing this out real quickly. Amen. St. John 5 and 43. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, everybody ought to have your Bible. Everybody ought to bring your Bible to teach us. Everybody ought to bring them a notebook. Because we're going to teach some things that, amen, the world don't like. We're going to teach some things that, amen, I'm not talking about today. I'm not talking about nothing wrong. I'm talking about the Word of God. I'm talking about truth. The Bible said the light's going to shine greater and greater to the perfect day. All right. Now, to baptize them in the name of the Father, you've got to know what His name is. Is that right? 5 and 43. Everybody check me as I read it. Everybody check me. Now this is red lighting. This is Jesus speaking. I am come in my Father's name. All right now. Jesus came in His Father's name. Amen. All right. If Jesus came in His Father's name, whew, let's get on down in here now. It don't take much education to understand that, does it? Huh? Well, now, I'm going to show you where this Trinitarian doctrine comes from. But first of all, I want to explain to you why that the words Father, Son, Holy Ghost, amen, is not to be repeated in the water. All right. Now, how many wants to obey the Bible? Do you want to obey man? Do you want to obey tradition? Or do you want to obey the Bible? Huh? Ah, he said to baptize them in the name of what? The Father. Here Jesus said, I am come in what? All right. If Jesus came in His Father's name, what was the Father's name? Huh? How can Jesus be His own daddy? Jesus is a family name. I'm a Gillum. But just because I'm a Gillum don't mean I'm my own daddy. It's the genealogy. Amen. I've had it hard to get out of there. Anyway, it's the genealogy that has brought down the Gillum generation. Amen. Are you listening at me? I'm a father. I'm a son. I got the Spirit of life, represented in the Holy Ghost. But there are three manifestations of me. Therefore, my name is not Father. It's not Son. It's not Holy Ghost. But it is Larry Dwight Gillum. Oh, you get what I'm saying? Huh? Woo-hoo. Is everybody getting what I'm saying? Jesus came in His Father's name. Alright. So, to baptize Him in the name of the Father, what was His name? Everybody shout it. Shout it, folks. Shout it, folks. Jesus! Alright now. We done got what the name of the Father is, ain't it? Oh, Lord. Well, somebody's wrong. Yes, sir, they're wrong. Huh? Woo! Amen. Well, if He came in the Father's name had to be what? Is that right? Huh? Well, if I take them out in the water and baptize you, name the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, I lied to you. Come on, let's get deep now. Let's get deep. Let's go on down into what the Bible says. All right. Amen. I am come in the Father's name, and you receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him you will receive. Huh? Folks receive every other kind of movement, but they don't receive Jesus' name. Is that what the Bible said? Is that what it said? He said, in other words, if John the Baptist said he was the Christ, God accepted him. Huh? Come on. Amen. Hallelujah. If another said that this is it, you'd accept him. But he said, I come in my Father's name, and my Father's name is Jesus, and you don't even want me. Huh? Amen. You can preach this to the people, they don't even want to know what the name of the Father is. Huh? Amen. I told that judge up in Chattanooga, I said, sir, you're an intelligent man. I said, amen. I said, the Bible said, baptize in the name of the Father. I said, you know a Father ain't no name. I said, you intelligent. You know better than that. Hello? That's right. He looked at me kind of funny. I'm talking about a judge. Amen. He told me, said, amen, said, we dug him in there and we went through that Bible. He said, son, you got some. I said, yes, sir. Amen. I got some. You know what I got? I got truth. I got something the devil hates. You know what he hates? He hates truth. Hallelujah. Jesus said it ain't you that hate, but it's me that's in you. Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. It ain't you that they hate, it's that truth in you. Hallelujah. You can, my God, I feel it all over me. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Let me get what I'm preaching. Whew. Man, I'm having a hard time holding myself down. Hallelujah. Let me know the devil hates truth. That's why the devil fights people from coming out here. Because he don't want them to get truth. Now, if you die, baptized in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, I mean using the title, you're lost. I'm going to prove it to you by the Bible. Oh, brother, Larry, don't talk about that. I got people that's done died. Well, you couldn't help them knowing. And you sure can't hurt them. Hello? Well, the only ones you can help, the ones living. If your daddy died and, amen, he went to hell, there's no way you can bring him back. And I can tell you what a good person he was all you want to, and I can't take him to heaven. He's done met his destiny. He done sealed his doom. What he's going to be is what he's going to be. Huh? So I can't help that. I'm not preaching to people 30 years ago. I'm preaching today. And you know what you're doing? All right, now, let's go to the first chapter of the book of Matthew. And we're going to find out what the name of the Son is. Now, we'll have this tape for sale if anybody wants them. Amen. So you can take it home and listen to it right in your own home. Amen. First chapter of the book of Matthew. Amen. Glory to God. Let's start at the 24th, first verse. Amen. Angel. Amen. Let me go up to the 20th verse. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thy son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost.
What? Of the Holy Ghost?
Preacher, now you know there's a Father, and there's a Son, and there's a Holy Ghost. Don't tell you out, does it? That which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and God's the Father. If there's two different persons, Jesus is in trouble. He don't know who to call Daddy. Now, it might be a little. I'm doing it to bring a thought to you, huh? That's not God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. That's foolish. See what the Bible says. That which is conceived in her is of what? Heart. Is the Holy Ghost the Father? Let's get a little deeper. Can't be three gods. Because Jesus got two daddies, it is. Hello? Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen. Watch this. That's just some food for thought. Alright? 21st verse. And she shall bring forth a son. Huh? And thou shalt call his name. What? Jesus. Woo, look at this. Huh? All right. To baptize him in the name of the Father, you have to know his name. To baptize him in the name of the Son, you got to know his name. Huh? Come on now. Woo! All right, the Holy Ghost. How many women there? See, we're not foolish as folks think we are. We just got truth. You get what I'm saying? How many see that board? Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Father ain't no name. I'm a son, but that's not my name. I go down and write a check and put son on it. Man, I could get by that way. Because all they'd have to do is just went out there and find a rich man and take it out of his account. Is that right? I'd never have to worry about overchecking. Because they, amen, they no telling how many thousands of people have got an account at First National Bank. And I guarantee you most of them have got more money than the preacher has. But if I write a check over $20, I got to hurry to the bank. Hello? I'm not just kidding you. And that's true, said Barton. That's truth. Amen. Well, I'd never have to worry about overchecking. If I could write Father on the check, man, they no telling how many 100,000 people around in here got an account at First National Bank, huh? Amen. Man, I could get money. I'd never have to worry about a new pair of shoes. Every time I needed a pair, I'd write me a check and put Father. I'd write Son, huh? But that ain't no name. They'll say, Son, you can't cash this check. That ain't no name. Yeah, but people baptize in it. I said, baptize in the name. You folks, I said, hey, where are you baptized? They should name the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. I said, well, if it's good enough to be baptized in it, it would be good enough to get a check cashed in. Well, if it ain't good enough to get a check cashed, it ain't good enough to be baptized in. Hello? How many get what I'm teaching? Come on now. Am I teaching truth? I want everybody to know. Am I preaching truth? Huh? All right. Now, it don't take a real educated folks to understand that, does it? Huh? Let me see the hand. Everybody sees what I'm talking about. All right. Jesus' name versus Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Is that right? All right. Now, see, old Apostle Peter might have been a dumb fisherman, but Jesus opened up to understand it. He might understand the Scriptures. Is that right? How many get what I'm saying now? All right. There was never a convert baptized using the words Father, Son, and Holy Ghost in biblical days. Now watch this now. All right. Now how many understands what the name of the Father is? Everybody shout it. Everybody say what the name of the Son is. Everybody say what the name of... I forgot to bring out where the Holy Ghost is at. 14th chapter of St. John. Right quickly. Amen. Now I got to hurry right through here real quickly. Amen. Real quickly. 14th chapter of St. John. Amen. Hallelujah. How many appreciates the Lord? Woo! Amen. How many appreciates the Lord? Hallelujah. Right quickly. 14th chapter of St. John. Stay with me real reverent. Amen. Hallelujah. 26th verse. Amen. But the Comforter, which is, what? The Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. The Holy Ghost was sent in whose name? So the name of the Holy Ghost is what? Is everybody getting that? I believe I'm preaching truth. Huh? All right. To baptize a convert in the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost, you don't say, in obedience to our Heavenly Father, we baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Ghost, and chug them underwater. A lot of folks, you know, they say, well, I don't know about that Jesus name stuff, so this is what they'll say. I baptize you in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Now, you know why they've done that? Because they're confused. Huh? Bible said a double-minded man's unstable in all his way. If a man say, I baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, he won't be to depend on. Hello? Amen. You don't have to have a man, amen, to defend this gospel. Amen. God's Word's going to defend itself. Let me see what I'm talking about. You see what I'm talking about? A man that don't know no more than that, he don't know what he's preaching about no how. Come on. Amen. Father ain't no name. Son ain't no name. Holy Ghost ain't no name. They are a title of powers. They're a title of many. But the name of Jesus is one. Are you getting what I'm saying? It said in the one in particular, in A-M-E, did not have no S on it, in one name. Is that right? In the name, not names, name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. Therefore, all three of them has got to have one name, or it would have to be plural instead of saying one. Is that right? Flip back to 28th chapter of Matthew if you want to. It said in the name, not S, one. So if you baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and they're three people, you baptize them in three names. Is that everybody getting that? Let me see the hand. Everybody getting that? Woo! Is everybody getting that? All right. Now, folks that's baptized in the Trinitarian formula, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, don't know what they've done. Where did it come from? Amen. I went to the college at Rainville. And I took the Catholic books. And now we're going to get on down deeper here. Let me just... Amen. I want to bring this out to you. Now, I went to the college at Rainville, got a library card. They let me go into the library, and I studied on the early church, the baptism, and I used the Catholic books. Now, I'm not talking about something I don't know. I know this is personal. If you want to find the page number and everything, I got it wrote down right here. It's B4, A41, N44, 1967, Volume 2. B-A-A-C-A-M. It's the New Catholic Encyclopedia, book number 2. And all right. Now then, I'm going to read to you what it said. All right. Where or who practiced the Trinitarian formula? It was not in the early church. Watch this. Reading, because I wrote it down out of the book. With regard to the form used for baptism in the early church, there is the difficulty that although Matthew 28:19 speaks of the Trinitarian formula which is now used, everybody get that? Now used. The Acts of the Apostles, 2:38, 8:16, 10:48, 19:5, they even give you the books in the New Testament where to find it at. That's right. They give it to you. I'm not. I wrote it down. It said, speak out only. Everybody say only. Now, ain't that bad? Now, the Bible said you can't enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good till you bind the strong man. Now, if I was a thief, and I say, if you leave your door open, I'm going to come get your stuff. If you leave your door open, I'm going to get your stuff. You come by and say, everything I got's been stolen. Well, I told you, I'm going to get it. Huh? Even the Catholic yourself, let me read that one more time. It says, with regard to the form used for baptism in the early church, there is a difficulty that although Matthew 28:19 speaks of the Trinitarian formula, which is now used, the Act of the Apostles, Acts 2:38, 8:16, 10:48, and 19:5, and Paul, 1 Corinthians, says 1:13, 6:11, Galatians 3:27, Romans 3:6, speak of only baptism in the name of Jesus. Now the Catholic told it yourself. If people can't believe it and them tell it yourself, they ought to be destroyed. You ought to get everything you got stole if I told you I was going to steal it and you wouldn't lock your door. If people don't open up for understanding after the books themselves tell them that they when it changed them, my God, how are you going to ever get to people? If people close their eyes to the Word of God and won't accept what the Bible said, and then even the people that changed it themselves told them that they changed it and the early church didn't even do it. My God, if that ain't enough to convince people, what's wrong with them? Come on. Woo, let me get what I'm preaching. Huh? Now notice the Catholic themselves said the early church never used Father, Son, and Holy Ghost baptism, but you know who started? They told you themselves. Amen. Constantine, a Catholic priest in the Catholic city of Nicaea between 300 and 325, come on now, A.D., said he's the one that commanded to be done, and if they didn't do it, they was exiled out of the country. They said the early church never done it. How come the church today is so ignorant and won't open up their eyes, amen, to see what the Bible and see what the devil's doing to the church? Man. Now that's plain. Ain't that plain? Now, they told you that they changed it. Now, then, if people don't go ahead and do it, I can't help them. Huh? Let me read you a little bit more. It has been proposed, now notice, proposed, that we assume, now, this is what they say. Now, they assume this, that the one being baptized had to confess the name of Jesus. But it's more than that. I'm going to show you why it's more than that. And that then the minister pronounced a Trinitarian formula. Now that's what they said it was proposed. Or was they figured it out? You can't figure it out without the Holy Ghost. And they ain't got the Holy Ghost. Hello? Well, look, Father. This there remains, however, an arbitrary conjecture, which means fixed or decided or thrown together or to guess. See, they said that's an arbitrary conjecture. Or was that what they said that they figured out? But still, that's just something they said we sewed together. Now, do you want truth, or do you want something that the Catholics sewed together? Whew, I ain't getting much sound out of folks. Amen. Listen, friend. Amen. This baptism's more going out in the water dry and coming out wet. Huh? Come on. The Bible said it's a, amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? Amen. It's a type of the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying? Water baptism is more, amen, than just having a clear conscience. It is an answer to a clear conscience toward God, but if your sins is not remitted, then you cannot have a clear conscience to God. Let me see your hands, you know what I'm talking about. Now, I'm on, amen, but you can have this book, and you can write these down, and you can go to the college, and you can check them out yourself if you like. Amen. Let's go back a little bit further now. Alright, it says, baptize them in what? In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Ghost. Is that right? Now, how many know we found out what the name was? All right. Who started the Father, and Son, Holy Ghost movement? Huh? Don't want to spell it. C-H-A-T. O-L-I-C, I guess. That's close enough. All right. Who started the Trinitarian baptism? Well, Peter had the key. If you're going to get this building, you know who you go to? The man's got keys. I don't find a drunk going up the road out here and get a key to this church. Come on. Woo-hoo. You don't find just anything to get in the kingdom. You know why? Amen. Peter just didn't have a natural key. He didn't have a skeleton key or something that effect. Amen. He didn't have that. What did Peter have? He had a message. Huh? Come on. He had a message. He didn't have keys like this. He had a message. Amen. What did he say? Jesus said, "Who do men say I am?" Said some said, "Thou Elias." The others, "John the Baptist." One of the prophets. Well, Jeremy. He said, "Who do you say I am, Peter?" He said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." He said, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood." We get that? Flesh and blood.
Was that? Didn't you see me give it to you? Well, if I touch you and baptize you, name the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, did I baptize you in His name? What was your name? Did I give you $5? I lied to you. Well, if I baptize you, name the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, don't let me tell you what name is. Did I lie to you? I told you I baptized you in the name of them. That's true, folks.
I lied to you. Millions of people is being lied to. Why is the name of Jesus so important? Acts 4:12. I'm gonna hurry. Lord, I need 2 days to teach this. It just gets gooder and gooder and gooder. Acts 4:12. Amen. Neither is there salvation. Ooh. Salvation means saving power. Neither is there salvation in any other. For there is none other name, not names, name, under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Huh? Now then. Alright, let me give you just a little bit right here. In Colossians, the second chapter, 2 and 3 verses, second and third verse. Don't you listen to it. Why is it so important to learn about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost? Huh? I want everybody to pray and stay with me just a few minutes. Why is it so important? Why does the devil fight it so much? Watch this. That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, unto all riches of the full assurance. Now notice that. Unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, the Father, and of the Christ. Now, if you please, the word mystery means hidden truth. Is that right? Huh? Full assurance. Now watch it. Let me back up and get that one more word down. Unto all riches. Folks is poor on the gospel if they don't understand the name of Jesus. Watch this. Unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of the Son, of the Christ. In whom are hid, everybody say hid, all the treasures. Is everybody getting that? Of wisdom and knowledge. You know why the devil don't like you to preach Jesus' name? Because you're opening up treasures to people. Huh? Somebody said, "I'm afraid somebody might get offended." They go, "Amen." It's better get them offended, get them go to heaven. It is to let them believe a lie and go to hell. Come on, is that right? Amen. Until the riches of full assurance of understanding to the acknowledgement. Now, how many wants to acknowledge the Father's name is Jesus? Somebody said, "I ain't gonna do it." No, you don't ever have no treasures open to you, huh? That's why the Trinitarian movement is. Amen. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's why they went back to the world. Let's just go back and give you a little example, okay? All right. When I was a boy, we went to the Baptist church.
of it's on tape. And I don't care if anybody hearing it. I went to the Baptist church. They were some good people. Amen. You get what I'm saying? Amen. They dressed right. They acted right. They done one another right. The word was your bond. Hello. But when the Holy Ghost was preached to them talking in tongues, they said, we're not going to jabber in them tongues. We got the Holy Ghost when we repented, but we didn't go like a bunch of ducks on the pond. Huh? Well, Jesus said, well, if they don't want my tongues, huh? Somebody said, I'm afraid of that unknown tongue. It ain't the unknown tongue hurting. It's the unknown tongue was hurting. Come on. He said, if they don't want my tongues, I'll move out. So he moved in the church of God, assemblies of God. Hello? Come on now. Don't be afraid. Amen. Don't be afraid. Come on. Amen. The movements that preach speaking in tongues and shouting and laying hands on folks. Amen. Well, what did the Baptists do? They went to cutting their hair, wearing their lipstick, their ding-a-lings. Hello? I'm getting across to you. Sisters, you didn't do that. They'd shout all over the church and they'd have to go behind them and pick up a hairpin. Now then, they ain't got enough to hold the pins. Somebody says, I don't like you. I'm preaching the truth. You love them if you obey it and you listen at it, huh? Come on now. Well, he just moved out of them, let them be turned over to the world. Amen. Well, when I grew up just a little bit more, then I went to the Church of God. Man, they'd have revivals, people get healed, delivered. Amen. Even if you dip snuff, they'd turn you out of the church. If you dip snuff and they got you in the church and they didn't know it, they found out you dipped it, they'd turn you out of there. Huh? Amen. They wouldn't let the women wear pants, wouldn't let them cut their hair, wouldn't let them wear no jewelry, no makeup. Come on. Well, here come an old Jesus name preacher. Said, hey, you folks want more truth? Hey, amen. Let me introduce you to the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of God, the Father, and the Christ, in whom is hid all the hidden treasures of wisdom and knowledge. They said, we don't want nothing to do with that, Jesus only said. Huh? Jesus said, they don't want nothing to do with a name that's got saving power? Well, if they don't want that, I'll move out of here. I moved out of the churches. I moved out of this one, huh? Come on. When they seen the light on Jesus' name baptism, amen, they closed the door to it. The women went to whacking their hair. They went to putting their pants with seams in between their legs. Some of them got just a little bit more dignified. They got culottes. Somebody said, ain't nothing wrong in that. You got a seam between your legs, ain't it? Stand up, sis. Hers ain't got a seam between her legs. Mine do. Now, the Bible didn't say a man's garment is pertaineth to. Hello? So, this is kind of moving into Jesus' name range now. They're not got in pants so much yet, but they got the culottes and the knee knockers, exercising suits, fit skirts up the... Hello? I'm going to tell you what's happened. God's going to move out of them folks' lives. Come on now. I don't like you. You don't like me when I get... Amen. If you get to heaven. Come on now. Amen. So he said, I'll move out of that thing. They don't want my name. And every Jesus-named person that rebels and goes back to the world and partakes of the world, just as Jesus is rejecting these other movements, Jesus Christ will reject you. Let me know it's the truth. If it was wrong 10 years ago, it's wrong today. Oh, you get what I'm saying? If God ever convicts you of something and you lay it down, he said if you rebuild it back again, you become a transgressor. Shout yes, church. Shout yes. Come on. Amen. If God rejected them, amen, the other movements because they wouldn't accept truth, then Jesus will reject the Jesus name people if they reject the standard of holiness. Let me know what you're saying. Amen. You might do it, but if you sit in our congregation, I'm going to make you miserable. Come on. Somebody said, I'll get me another church. Well, you'll die and go to hell. Huh? Hello? If it's truth here, it's truth all over the world. If it ain't truth here, it ain't truth nowhere. Is everybody getting that now? Well, glory. And where'd they get to? Full assurance of understanding. To the acknowledgement of it. Is that right? All right.
Now, how many know the Bible said this gospel was first preached by our Lord? Huh? All right, let me give you another scripture on that. In 1 John the 5th chapter, right quickly. Amen. 1 John 5th chapter on that Father, Son, Holy Ghost deal. All right, 1 John 5th chapter. Amen. 7th and 8th verse. Now, what's this? Now, there are three that bear record in heaven. Now, if you please, record means that which is wrote down about. Huh? Is that record? Let me see your hand. Huh? Amen. Record means that which is wrote down. There are three that bear record in heaven. Huh? Let me see the hand of everybody believe what I'm preaching. Record in heaven. The Father, the Word. Now, how many know the Word, who it was? It was Jesus, wasn't it? 1 John said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Huh? Amen. About 7 to 8 verse along there. It said, and the Word. Huh? Is that what it said? Amen. 14th verse. And the Word was made flesh. Now, who was Jesus? Who was the Word? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was... Huh? Is that right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? All right. Jesus was both God and man. Now, watch this. In 1 John 5th chapter, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are how many? How many's got a Bible? All right. Somebody get up and spell that last word in that verse, huh? Amen. Some of you got a Bible right quick. Amen. When your sister jump up right quick. Here we go. Listen to this. It's what? Now, how many is that? How many?
One.
Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and they are what? To baptize them in the name of the one name, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and these three are one. So the one name is what? Jesus. How many sees that? Let me see the hand. Everybody sees that. Ain't that plain? Amen. One. Everybody shout one. All right. Amen. Now, Father, Son, Holy Ghost versus Jesus' name. Woo! So all it is, folks, Father, Son, Holy Ghost is Jesus' name. Hello, that's all it boils down to. But see, it is in a hidden form. Is that right? How many believe it's in a hidden form? Somebody said, oh, preacher, why did Jesus put that in there? He knew. Or why did God put that in there? He knew that it was going to confuse people. Sure. Because he said it's hid from the wise and the prudent. You can't go to, amen, to Cleveland, Tennessee, to the Bible college and learn this. Come on. They'll tell you right quick there's a God the Father, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. There are three. And the Bible said they won. How many believe the Bible said they won? If they ain't one, I'll throw the Bible in the river. Quit preaching. Because I can't pay no attention to it no way. So if the Bible says he's one, the church world says he's three, I'm going to believe he's one. How many get what I'm saying? So to baptize him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, amen, you've got to have one name. Woo! How many get what I'm saying? Ephesians 3 and 14 and 15 said, Paul said, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and in earth is named. And you know what my name is? In the natural it's Rag Willem. But in the spirit, my name is Jesus. Hallelujah. You get what I'm saying? That's my family name. That's why they was called Christians at Antioch. Because they was acting like little Jesuses. Amen. Raise your hand and shout yes. Woo! Now, some of you folks have been baptized in the name of Jesus, but you don't really know why. You're baptized because they're baptized that way. Because mom and daddy, you know, believes it. But dude, you know, you've got to know yourself. Is that right? All right, now let's go. Amen. How many believe there's three? No, there's one. Three manifestations of one God. All right, let's get the next verse now, the 8th verse. And there are three that bear witness now in earth. The Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. Is that right? Now watch that. Three in earth, one in heaven. Alright. Now what is the three in earth? Let's go to the 24th chapter of Luke right quickly. I got to hurry. I got about 10 minutes here. I got to hurry. Amen. 24th chapter of Luke. Amen. Real quickly. Real quickly. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Amen. Listen at me. Amen. All right. 44th verse. 24th chapter of Luke. Now stay with me. Now red writing. Watch this red writing now. Some of you folks believe in that more than you do the black. Well, I want you to listen to that red. See. And he said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and some concerning me. Now this is where old Peter got his understanding opened up. Then opened he their understanding that they might understand the Scripture. Come on now. Is that what it said? Let me see the hand of everybody who believes Jesus opened understanding up. When did he open it up? After he rose from the dead. Huh? When? Woo! But it was before the church started. Come on. How many knows where the church started at? Let me see the hand of everybody who believes what I'm preaching to you. Amen. Somebody said, I ain't got time for all that. Well, if you go to heaven, you will. Watch this now. Then open either understanding that they might understand the Scripture, and said to them, thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer in the rocks and dead the third day, and that repentance. Huh? Read what? R-E-P. Repentance. I'll abbreviate it. Huh? Come to me then. The reason I was going to do that, I didn't know how to spell it. All right. Now, Jesus taught repentance. Repentance is not getting saved. Somebody said, we had a revival and 10 people got saved. No, they didn't. Come on. Jesus never taught getting saved and going to heaven. He said, if you endure to the end, you shall be saved. He said, if you believe on His name, you'd be saved. Come on. Woo. You get what I'm saying? Come on now. All right. Jesus said repentance and remission of sins. Is that what Jesus did? Let me see the hand of everybody believe that. All right, now the Bible said the gospel was first preached by our Lord. See, Brother Larry just didn't pick it somewhere. I'm preaching the same message that Jesus preached. I'm preaching the same message that Apostle Peter preached. Everybody wave your hands and stretch real good. Woo! Now I'm telling you folks, I'm preaching the Bible. I'm not preaching the heresy. I'm not preaching tradition of man. I'm preaching the Word of God. How many believe Jesus preached it this way? Huh? How many got your Bible? Amen. How many got your Bible? Repentance, remission of sins. Huh? Should be preaching my name, amen, among all nations. Where did it begin at? Huh? Jerusalem. And you're witnessing saying, behold, I send the promise of the Father upon you. Now, how many know what the promise of the Father was? Holy Ghost. All right. Now, for a plan of salvation, what did 1 John say? In earth. Now, in heaven. Huh? Now, in heaven, he said, these three are one. But in earth, he said, these three agree in one. Woo, somebody get what I'm preaching. See these hidden treasures? See how the church world don't see this? My God, you start preaching this? Hallelujah, it gets all over you. It's rich. It's better than any chocolate cake or coconut cake you ever eat. Oh, you get what I'm saying? My God, it's better than any food you could ever eat. It's rich. My God, it's rich. Oh, you get what I'm saying? Jesus preached three steps to being born again. Repentance, mission of sins, and get the Holy Ghost. Now, 1 John said there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. But he said there are three that bear record in earth, the Father, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and these three are true in one. Now, watch this. Woo! How many is reading that with me? Now, watch how the Bible lines up. All right, the blood. The water. The Spirit. Woohoo. Is that right? Lord, I want somebody to get what I'm teaching. Woo! There are three that bear a record in heaven, wrote down about them. But their name, they're one, their name's one. Huh? In earth it takes three. Repentance, which was the blood, the water, amen, and the spirit. And it takes every one of them to agree in one to make one salvation. Huh? Woo! Hallelujah. But if you believe in three, amen, you commit in spiritual fornication. Hello? If you live, you women, if you live in with more than one man, you committing, you know, adultery. Come on now, I'm talking about one time. Come on. You men, you doing it too. Well, if you believe in more than one God, you know more than what the angel says. I know some of you are getting tired, but I wish you'd get some of this mystery that I'm giving you. Hallelujah. The water, the blood, and the spirit. Now, when did he say this would be preached? At Jerusalem, huh? When was Jerusalem? That's when the Holy Ghost fell. That's when the church was established, huh? Now watch this. Never was they a candidate baptized in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, huh? It said in the name of them. So the name of them is Jesus, huh? I tell you right now, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, I'm giving that Jesus name the highest rating. I believe it's overcoming the world. I believe it's overcoming the churches. I believe it's overcoming religions. I believe it's overcoming everything. My God, the Jesus name doctrine is like wildfire. They're fighting at it on every hand, but it's like a fire in a sagebrush patch. The more they beat at it, the more it gets stirred. Every true hand, everybody shout hallelujah. Come on, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Woo! Is that right? Alright. Who told Peter? Said, now you're going to be witness these things. It's going to start at Jerusalem. Is that right? Let's flip to Acts 2:38 right quick. Woo! Some of you folks, amen, I can tell your spirit. You're just not enthused about this. But you better be enthused. This is the only thing going to save you, folks. See, this is why he said, learn of me. Now, I want you to be honest with you. Now, only everybody be honest with me. How many people, if they asked you that why you was baptized in Jesus' name, you could tell them? I mean, really explain it where you can make them understand. Think about it. Huh? All right. Begin at Jerusalem. All right, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, the Holy Ghost came down. Let's go to the 37th verse. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Peter said, repent! What did Peter preach? Huh? What did Peter preach? The same message that Jesus preached. Repent! And be baptized! Woo! Baptized? How? In the name. Notice there's no S on it. In the name of Jesus Christ. For what? Now, what is water baptism for? Huh? Remission of sin. Alright. Now then, if you baptize in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost, have you got remission of your sins? If you use the title? Alright, now what is remission? Now watch this. Everybody be ready as you can. As soon as you can, be seated. I'm trying to get a point over. Alright. Repenting don't do away your sins. What is repentance? Now the Bible says godly sorrow worketh repentance. But repentance does not do away your sins. Repentance is the act of changing. Watch this now. Changing of the mind. That's what it is. Amen. Otherwise, you make your mind up, you ain't gonna steal no more. You can't steal. Now these folks who go to church and say they get saved and they repented, and next day you see them laying out half undressed and doing everything. They didn't repent. What did they get saved from? He don't save you any sins, he saved you from your sins. Hello? Huh? What is repentance? That don't do away your sins. My God, these people got saved and been baptized. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they're going to hell. Paul said, if this gospel be hid, it's hid to who? Them that's lost. My God, you better wake up. My God, this world is defaken. Hallelujah. The Catholic doctrine has moved in and stole truth out of people's lives. That's why the devil hates us, because he hates truth. Oh, you get what I'm saying? We can't have revival if we get people the truth. Huh? Repentance is an act of changing your mind. Remission of sins, huh? What is remission of sins? You look up the word remit, it means to do away with or pardon them. Now, anybody that ain't been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, their sins will meet them at judgment. The Bible said some men's sins go on before them and some follow on after them. Everybody, now see, when I quit chewing tobacco, I had to lay it up on the shelf. I quit, but it wasn't done away with it. Everybody come in and said, there's Brother Larry's tobacco. That's right. When you repent, and you've not been baptized in Jesus' name, every time Jesus looks at you, he sees your sins. Somebody said, I got saved and he cast my sins in the sea of forgiveness. No, he didn't. No, sir. Your sins is not remitted until you go down in that watery grave in the name of Jesus Christ for them sins. Are you getting what I'm saying? Come on, church, help me. Help me preach. You better help me preach. Amen. I'm telling you the truth. Somebody said, my kids ain't baptized that way. Yeah, they're lost. Amen. If my kids don't believe it this way, they're lost. If my mom and daddy, my sisters and brothers, my cousins, amen, I got a sister that fights me tooth and toenail, amen, as far as this baptism was made. Are you getting what I'm saying? But I don't compromise. Amen. How does she be lost if she meets the judgment that way? Her sins have not been remitted to the church. She's lost. Come on, folks. Is that right? So water baptism is going more than going out wet, dry and coming in wet. It does away with your sins. Somebody said, oh, you don't have to be baptized to go to heaven. How did you figure out more than Jesus did? Huh? He said, Jesus told him remission of sin to be preached in his name beginning at Jerusalem. And the only way repentance, the only way remission of sin was taught through water baptism. Somebody said, all you got to do is come up and repeat after me. Do you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins? Yeah. You're saved. Saved from what? What are you saved from? You ain't saved from your sins. Come on. Some of these preachers wouldn't let me on their program with me. I'd ruin them. Hello? Am I preaching truth? Never should have everybody believe I'm preaching truth. Jesus preached it first. Did Jesus preach it? I just read it to you out of 24th chapter of Luke. Repentance and mission sin be taught in his name, beginning in Jerusalem, and carry it out to you and be endued with promise from the Father. What was the promise? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Peter went to Jerusalem, they carried there, they got the Holy Ghost. Amen. First thing they're going to do, know how they were staggering and jabbing in tongues and all. They said, hey, what's wrong with these folks? They're drunk. He said, no. This is that with the church spoken to the prophet Joel. Then last day shall God, I pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy up on my servant's handmaid. If it's a young man to dream dreams, the young men to see visions. For my servants and maid will I pull out of my spirit that day, and they shall prophesy. And they shall repent, lest the apostles, men and brother, what must we do? He said, repent and be baptized. If you look up the word baptized, it comes from the Greek word meaning to merge. Come on, are you getting what I'm saying? It means to put them under, bring them back up, amen, and let them walk in the unity of life. Let me know what to do. Woo! Hallelujah. I wish I could get you to stay with me a little bit longer. All right. Then the Holy Ghost, huh? Repentance, mission sin, and then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Is that right? See, the Bible's not confused. Folks are confused. So, when it said baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, it didn't mean you take them down to water, shall baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, and immerse them and bring them up. That's remission of sin is not taught in Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It's taught in Jesus' name. Is that right? Now, see, you ought to bring your notebook and draw this stuff out and make notes of it so you can really study it. See? Now, everybody that's not been baptized in the name of Jesus, remission of sin, they're lost. Somebody said, oh, no. Well, let's go to Ephesians 4 chapter. He said, there's one Lord, one faith. One faith means one belief. Huh? One baptism, huh? One God, in all, through all, and in y'all. Is that right? Is that right? How many believe I'm telling you the truth? Amen. Well, I got another book here to teach out of, but I'm not going to get in it today. Let's go right quickly. All right. The church, amen, read this scripture. About 5 more minutes, and I'm going to let you go. Amen. I'm honest. I'm going to preach real fast. Now I'm just going to read you the scripture. All right. Acts 2:38. Peter said, repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost.